USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate is now considering a humanitarian aid package for migrants that are being held in detention on the southern border. Wisconsin Republican Ron Johnson says he grew angry and very emotional when he saw the viral picture of a young immigrant father and his toddler who drowned trying to cross into the United States.
I realize tragedies occur all over this country, all over the world. I don't want to see another picture like that on the U.S. border.
President Trump is now on his way to the G20 summit in Japan. Before he left, he told Fox Business News Network he's concerned about the separation of migrant kids from their parents.
Separation's a terrible thing of the families. And I said, well, I'm going to put people together, but it's going to mean more people coming up. But and it has from that standpoint.
This is USA Radio News.
Between the unbeatable performance and lower operating costs, electric cars are going places like never before. In fact, a survey by Drive Change Drive Electric tells us that 8 out of 10 Northeasterners agree electric is the future of automobiles. Travel expert Zach Houghton.
The vast majority of Northeast drivers, about 3 in 4, believe it's important to move towards electric cars, and 88% also want to reduce their vehicle emissions. So while drivers are interested in these cars, the problem is that most of them don't understand how and where to charge or even realize that charging stations are available to them.
Houghton told us a new campaign called Destination Electric hopes to change all that by celebrating businesses that support driving electric in communities across the Northeast.
Destination Electric businesses all have a storefront decal to alert visitors that charging is nearby. So far, over 100 local businesses have joined Destination Electric to demonstrate their support for electric cars and to let their customers know that they could be charging while they visit.
Visit Drive Electric US to learn more.